Thank you, Point Place UCC and John, for the invitation to be here with you. I do appreciate the opportunity to share the word. John has shared a lot of stories about you and the love that you have. And I really appreciate seeing a father of three young kids manipulate trying to be pastor. I have three kids who are now 36, 33, and 30 years old, and they sit still in worship now. They didn't until then. John read to you from 1 Kings and the story of Elijah finding God in surprising places, but in silence. Now, I want to share with you Paul's letter to the Galatians, and Paul was writing to a group of mixed people. There were Jews and Gentiles and believers and non-believers and all trades, and it's not just one church he's writing to, but many. But the theme is that they were under the law at one time, but now Christ has come to unite us. And see if you can hear the joy of being united together in Christ from Galatians. And I'm reading from the Common English Bible, so as you follow along with your pew, maybe a little different. Galatians 3. Before faith came, we were guarded under the law, locked up until faith that was coming would be revealed, so that the law became our custodian until Christ, so that we might be made righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a custodian. You are all God's children through faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, if you belong to Christ, then indeed you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, silence any voice but your own. Break down any barrier that keeps us from hearing your word to us, that we may ingest your word and then may we share it. For your grace and your love and your gospel is enough that we share with everyone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Letters from camp. It's officially still summer, I can tell by the heat, even in the north. But you're in the summer series, and summertime means a lot of things, a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Summer means heat and air conditioning, or at least fans, softball and swimming, trips to Cedar Point and out to the lake. Summer means vacations, and vacations mean getting to see grandchildren and grandparents getting to see grandchildren. It also means camp. When I was growing up, there really were just four types of camp. There was church camp, band camp, Boy Scout camp, and my favorite, Camp Grandmommy. We would travel to Texas to visit my grandmother. But have you noticed the menu of camps that the parents and the kids have to choose from? There is computer camp, Spanish camp, cheerleading camp, basketball, baseball, soccer, football, lacrosse, choir camp. Here's a good one. Pre-college entrance exam camp, algebra and math camp, reading camp, spelling camp, pre-law school camp, cooking camp, and soon I'm sure there's going to be computer game camp. You want camp, you got camp. How many of you have had camping experiences? See, you're still alive to tell it. I've always loved camp. I went to church camp as a kid. I had my first kiss at camp. It's okay, it was church. I was a camp counselor in the mountains of North Carolina for the summers in the college days, and Then I was even a professional camper for the first 3 years out of college, working with emotionally disturbed boys in a year-round therapeutic wilderness experience in the mountains of North Carolina. We would go on 30-day backpacking trips or 30-day raft trips. I spent January 1980 on a raft that we built with 10 students, one other adult, and me, floating down the Suwannee River. Wonderful experience. I came home, and 3 days later, I was married. It was great. Later, as a pastor, I was able to serve as what they called a shepherd at a Presbyterian camp in Kentucky. And as the shepherd, I was the Bible teacher, the Vesper leader, the pastor to the campers and the counselors and the staff. And during that week, I had my fill of camp. I had camp food and camp skits and camp stories and camp rain and camp mosquitoes and camp chiggers and camp poison ivy. I had my fill of everything about camp except for sleep. But it would take a lifetime for me to share the experiences that I've had and the lessons that I've learned from camping. And so I'm going to share with you using the hit theme that Alan Sherman used in his 1963 hit, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, Here I Am at Camp Granada. And each letter is a short gem of insight of the human condition that we call life. Simple, several letters written by a generic camper to their home. First letter dated June 13th, first day of camp. Dear Mommy and Daddy, they said I couldn't call home, so I thought I'd write. They say you ought to get this letter by Tuesday. I hope you get it tonight. I want out of here. You said it was going to be fun. Well, I haven't seen anything that even resembles the least bit of fun. There are no TVs, no soda machines, no candy bar machines, no radios. They don't let you use your cell phone because there's no internet, no air conditioning. What they call a bathhouse is pure yuck. And if that's not enough, they made us have Bible study. Out in the woods, on the ground, after lunch, we had to take a nap. Who takes a nap anymore? And there is more. We had to go swimming in a yucky lake. And you ought to see the people out here. Just in my group alone, they call us a family, but they aren't any family of mine. There are some black kids and some retarded kids and some real whiny kids. Nobody is like me. I don't like them and they don't like me. And these people they call counselors, you ought to see them. The boy has long braided hair and this one girl has an earring in her nose. I just thought you needed to know who you left me with out in this dirty, dumb woods forever. Come and get me now if you really love me. Love your child. Is the message clear? Not a very happy camper. New experiences, frightening, and not wanting to be invested. Day two, second letter, second day of camp. Dear Mommy and Daddy, I guess you didn't get my letter because I'm still here. I don't like it. I still don't like it. It's not fun at all. We had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning. Who gets up at 6 a.m. in the morning in the summer? One of the kids woke us up by being loud. We didn't really have to get up till 7:30 when the bell rang that we heard all over the camp. After breakfast, we did chores and still did Bible study. But then we did a teams course. They made us stand on a tall platform, close our eyes, cross our arms across our chest, and fall back into their arms. They were supposed to catch us. And they did. They caught every one of us. They even caught Joe. That's the boy counselor with the long braided hair. He's funny. And the girl counselor with the nose ring. Her name is Angel. Somehow she knew I was scared, so she stayed right next to me. I think I like Angel and Joe. We had fun at lunch singing songs and doing silly motions, and after lunch we laid down a little bit, but then I saw all sorts of neat flowers as we walked through the woods. We saw bugs, a turtle, I even saw a snake. We got to swim in the pool today. More happened, but I'm tired and I need to go to sleep. Love, your child. Day two went a little better than day one. The initial fear is gone. Routine is beginning to develop. Trust is being built. Barriers are being broken down. Third letter, June 15th, third day of camp. Dear Mom and Dad. You know, it's not saying mommy and daddy anymore, but your mom and dad. Remember I told you about these retarded kids? Well, we don't call them retarded out here. We call them special needs. But don't we all have special needs? There is this one kid, Jerry, who looks different, but he's really sweet. We were at the bee man, and Jerry protected me from the bees. He had been to camp before, and he told me all I had to do was cover my face, and the bees wouldn't bother me. And you know, Jerry was right. I sat with Jerry at Bible study, and he helped me find my place in the Bible. He's not as scary as I thought. Some of the kids made fun of him, and we talked about it, how we all are all in a family and have agreed that we would help each other, and that we what was really necessary, because we had to do a cookout tonight, and we had to build a fire and cook the food and clean it all up. We needed everyone helping, and you know, we make a good family. The Bible teacher shows us in the Bible where it says that we are all the same in Jesus' eyes. And you know, we really are. I wouldn't have thought that until coming to camp. Do you think I can come back next year? Love, your child. Self-confidence is building, seeing people in a different light just by being around them and talking about how are we going to treat one another? What names will we use? How will we uplift others? One who was scary at first is now called sweet. Community is beginning to be secured, and that's where the fun really begins, when we join in the community. Another day, Thursday, day four, dear Mom and Dad, did you get as wet as we did yesterday in the rain? The storm hit our camp about 4 a.m. The trees blew all over the place and the cabin leaks. It leaks a lot. The lightning struck and the thunder shook our beds, and we all sort of started screaming. And Angel didn't mind. She told us stories about storms in her life, and how God helped her through the storms, and her stories helped us settle down. I felt peace in the storm. We all got soaking wet going to breakfast. The shepherd, he's really a preacher, but we call him Shepherd, talked to us about baptism, about everyone all covered in water like rain. He talked about God's love and grace covering all of us like that. It made me feel good, accepted, cared for, that I belong. None of us escaped the rain, and you know, we really became friends after all getting wet. The shepherd said that even Baptists and Presbyterians and Catholics are Christians. I kind of thought that before, but it was neat that he would say that. We sang, "We are one in the Spirit." I like that song. And we got to take a 2-hour nap. They call it siesta here, and I slept the whole time. Tonight we danced. I really danced. It was funny. Can I invite Tanya over to our house next week, maybe? She's black, but I out here, I've seen who she really is. She's my best friend. I've seen Christ in her. See you Saturday. Love, your child. Each new day is a new opportunity to learn things. And each day, God surprises us in the wind and the rain and the thunder and the lightning and builds us into new relationships. Sometimes we forget the distinctions that divide us. The more time we spend together, the more we realize our need for the diversity of others. How can we celebrate diversity? Fifth letter, day June 17th, last day. Dear Mom and Dad, I guess I really don't need to write to you because I'll see you tomorrow, but I was afraid I would forget something. I'll just hand this to you today. We had the best time of my life. We got all muddy from head to toe on a creek walk. The water was so high that we couldn't walk on the rocks, so we just walked in the creek and got all muddy. Tanya and I noticed that with mud all over us, we couldn't tell that we had different skin color. We just had fun in the mud. I think you'll want to throw away my clothes. They're pretty bad. Joe and Angel said that they're going to be out here all summer and that the other camps and I could come out here later this year. I think I would like that, can I? I'll be good. I feel whole, loved, that I belong here. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm tired. Good night. Love your child. Well, with first impressions, first day of camp, fear consumes us and we want to run away from that. Later, like the fifth day at camp, we're having the time of our life and wishing that it will never end. Church camp or church conferences or being part of a safe, authentic, open, and affirming Christian community like TCM does a heart good. It's good to be part of a caring community which experiences all sorts of new lessons for living. Just by being out in God's marvelous nature, I'm reassured that we are constantly being showered by God's marvelous surprises and God's incredible love. God is evident everywhere we turn. We only need eyes to see. There's trust in a community when we can rely on one another. We can also find diverse people, blacks and whites, special needs and average boys and girls, youth and adults, all coming together in one caring, joyful community of life, with faith being one in the Spirit. And as the other camp song goes that we'll sing later, it only takes a spark to get a fire going. And the last part says, I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I've found. But the reality is that we've witnessed other senseless shootings right here in Toledo. How many shootings have we had over the summer? We still read about hate crimes against people of color that shocked the nation into considering our collective complicity in a culture of white supremacy. And it's continuing violence against our brothers and sisters, no matter the color or sexual orientation. That's the reality of our lives today. It's not all camp. Our community is broken all over the place. What if we treated each person as a vital part of our family, like we are all one body, one in the Spirit? And what I admire most about working with Toledo Campus Ministry is that each time we sit down at dinner, I see the beloved community that Martin Luther King talked about. I have the joy in my work to gather with those who are so different from me. And I must admit, at first it was intimidating. But now I'm celebrating that I'm stretched each day by those who come from different life experiences. The hope is that there will be a time when we will live in peace, where there is love and pardon, where there is faith and there is hope, where there is joy at being a part of a beloved community of God, which we call family. I know that I'm better having had the experience at camp and at TCM, and our college students are better being part of a safe, open, and affirming, authentic Christian community like TCM. And any time I engage in life with those who are different from me, I am a better human being. The Scriptures profess, you are all God's children through faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. May it be so. May it be so. Amen.